Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we're almost there. Getting to the weekend. Long weekend. It's going to cap off with the Browns and the 49ers. And you know who's going to be there to cover it? Yes, you do.
That would be our guy, Daryl Ryder. He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Hello, Daryl. How are you?
Hello, boys. Happy birthday, Andy.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I made it through almost through the whole show. I went 40 minutes without anybody saying that.
I was not gonna let you get through unscathed.
It's always good to be 21 again, isn't it? Let me know, because I look every bit of 21.
What?
More than double it at some point.
I'm almost in the same boat.
As long as I don't have to say triple it, I think I'm okay with that. Daryl, my friend, the press conference today, your thoughts, especially because Jeff and I were sitting here talking about two of the questions in particular. One, about Shadur getting asked about his relationship with Kevin, and then two, the Kevin Stefanski question about the game ball. So let's break those down one by one.
First of all, I think the game ball thing is the stupidest narrative ever.
Thank you.
As far as his relationship with Stefanski, it's not Kevin's job to hold one specific player's hand. He's got a locker room of 69 guys that he's having to deal with here. It came out the time that Kevin does spend individually with Shadur, which, oh, by the way, just to let everyone know, is an extreme rarity for a head coach to spend daily time breaking down practice film with a rookie who is not your starting quarterback at the time. Okay. So I think that people want to believe what they want to believe. They want to think what they want to think. And I just think that, and unfortunately we live in a world where that kind of nonsense is what gets the headlines and gets all the attention. But that's just the world we live in today. But this notion that Kevin is out sabotaging Shadur and doesn't like Shadur or doesn't talk to Shadur on the sidelines when there's clearly video evidence of Kevin Stefanski having conversations with Shadur Sanders on the sidelines. It's all garbage to me.
Agreed. Plenty of talk about the Wildcat formation during Kevin's press conference. And I thought it was an interesting use of it. If I have Quinshon Judkins with the football and a clear path to the line of scrimmage on a, 2 yards out, that's great. How much of it was done because they thought it was a great thing to do for the offense, Daryl? Was any of it to take a little heat off of Shadur in that situation? And if so, that's fine.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both, right?
Yeah, I would think.
Is Kevin supposed to get up there and apologize because he's called a play five times? It's been 100% successful. He scored four touchdowns and they gained 5 yards on the other one. Is Kevin supposed to apologize for that? That was supposed to happen here. I'm trying to understand the new rules that we're all working with here. Right. I mean, I just, it's scored four touchdowns. Teams haven't been able to stop it. So why I don't understand what the debate is. Like, Kevin called a play that he was confident was going to put points on the scoreboard. Okay, so
or
Shador
Tom
had
did,
to come on.
Whoever.
Yeah, whatever. Like, or so Shador has to come on the field. Of course he does, because they got to get another blocker in there to make it successful and to make it work. Like, do you want Shador out there to block? Like, you know what I'm saying? So
exactly right.
I love it. I really do. And yeah, it's his first start inside the five. Things are real tight and condensed down there. And if you can take a little, you know, pressure off of that, you sure.
What's wrong with that?
Exactly. So now I'm curious to see what they do this week. If they get inside the five, does Shador get some opportunity there? And, you know, honestly, hopefully he does, because, you know, you do have to see what the young man can handle, right? And he's shown you that he can handle that stage. He lives for it. He wants that, you know, attention. He believes in himself and his ability to be successful. And he clearly wants the opportunity to go out there and show that he can be successful. Like, I'm not seeing any negatives here, guys.
I agree with you. I thought they called the type of game to help the team win a football game.
Yeah. Yeah, and it worked, right?
Sure did.
What are we going to see different? Let me even backtrack that. What did you see differently about Shador Sanders from game one to game two, and what can we hope for in game three?
Didn't bail deep into the pocket and retreat from the line of scrimmage. I think that was the most significant difference. And Kevin was, you know, obviously asked about that this afternoon as well. But I think that was, it is so critically important, because I think that's one of the weaknesses in Shador's game, is that habit that he had built in college, where he would just retreat from the line of scrimmage and he would try and outrun the pressure by running backwards and then getting himself turned around when he was outside the pocket, and then firing the ball 40 yards down the field. They pick up, you know, a massive gain on it, right? In the NFL, that doesn't work. So the fact that he stepped up in the pocket, he was only sacked once. There was only one other throw, and Dylan Sampson got blown up, late hit. They actually got a penalty on the play where Shador was running backwards for three steps before he threw it to Sampson. Like that, and I am being completely nitpicky here by even mentioning that, okay?
Sure.
I just thought he was really, really great from in that aspect of not retreating from the line. And I think that was the largest difference in his game. And hey, no surprise, it led to him having a pretty successful starting debut.
Kevin was asked about this in the press conference, and I think this is a very interesting aspect of this game coming up on Sunday. Jim Schwartz, as a defensive coordinator or a man in charge, has gone up against a Kyle Shanahan offense a number of times and has dominated. The record overall is, what, 1 win and 9 losses for Kyle Shanahan against the Jim Schwartz defense. So 9-1 for Schwartz. What's that mean on Sunday?
Well, this is an outstanding group of statistics from Dan Murphy, a member of the Browns' PR staff, who's been here for a long time. Since Schwartz was named the defensive coordinator, The Browns rank first in the NFL in yards allowed per game, first downs allowed, tackles for losses, third down percentage, and fourth down percentage. That's pretty good.
That's what you're looking for.
Okay. I mean, that's really, really good. And what's interesting about that is the numbers, like, there's a separation there. Like, we're not like, oh, they're leading by like a tenth of a percent. No, I mean, there's a significant separation there, you know, in these numbers when you're looking at that, it's a stat. So, you know, I am of the belief that, like, if Jim Schwartz wants to be a head coach again in the NFL, he should absolutely be considered for it. Obviously I don't want that to happen, because that means he leaves the Browns. So, but he's been phenomenal, and that defense plays extremely hard for him. They've taken on his personality. Look what he's done for Myles Garrett too, right? I mean,
yes.
we joke, like, you know, how can Myles get better? Nah, he can't get better. He's already, you know, the the unicorn, right? And then Miles gets better. So I just think Jim is an outstanding coach and coordinator. The defense has performed at levels that we've not seen a Browns defense perform at in a very, very long time. And he deserves a tremendous amount of credit for that success.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daryl Ryder joining us, our Browns beat reporter. You mentioned Miles earlier in the show. Andy and I talked about Miles in this season with that contract after asking to be traded last year.
And Jim Schwartz calling him out in the offseason with the old, you know, he messed up the line from Spider-Man, but, you know, with great power comes great responsibility, right? And you know, Schwartz mentioned that in the offseason, and we're all kind of like, oh, okay, interesting. And then Miles has completely responded to that in a very positive way, you know.
If you're the Browns, Daryl, and I said, you know, he's going to be 30 in December. I want to keep him here. I want to see him finish his career here. And I don't think, you know, if you can add some pieces on the offense, you can go out and compete next year with his defense.
You got to give him reason to believe. I think that's good. He's under contract. So they and there's a no trade clause built in there. So the Browns have no intention of trading him. It all comes down to whether Miles at some point falls back on, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you think that's in his mind at all? I would think if you're the Browns, you want to hang on to him, Daryl.
All right, here's the thing. So the 52-yard play to Isaiah Bond, right? We've all seen this. We all saw the video of Miles, right, where his eyeballs literally came out of his head, right? Okay.
He started that play sitting on the bench, by the way.
Right. So if those type of plays continue with Shedeur Sanders and the Browns are able to win a couple games down the stretch, I think Miles will be okay because he'll see the tangible potential and belief in what might be happening, right? But that image is burned into my brain because I haven't seen a reaction from Miles like that in a very, very long time. Okay, probably 2023 when Flacco was here the first time. Yeah. But like that told you all you needed to know, and so. Yeah, I think if Shedeur can show that he can do this, however long he's on the field here through the duration of the season, and can make those big plays like that, and they can win a couple of games. I don't believe that Miles will ask to leave, but that's all in his court. That's what was put in the contract extension. So. You know, if Miles wants to leave, he certainly can ask for that, but he has the no trade, so he can dictate his destination as well.
Daryl, in this situation, what's more valuable to the team? Having the best defender in the National Football League or having a couple of extra draft choices and maybe a couple of extra players?
I'd say the best defender. Here's the thing. I'd say best defender in the NFL because they are I firmly believe they are a quarterback and number one receiver away. I firmly believe that. I just
You're not tinkering with the offensive line at all?
Teams piecemeal offensive lines all the time. I mean, the Bengals got to the Super Bowl with a hodgepodge offensive line.
Patriots did it a number of times.
Yeah. You can, and I'm not discounting the importance of that, Andy, but my point is when you're like, you know, offensive line, fine, but you get a number one wide receiver paired with a franchise quarterback here. You got the franchise running back. Dylan Sampson's clearly your number two. I mean, that dude showed me he's got a gear that I didn't know he had. That was incredible.
It was awesome.
On that 66-yard catch and run off a bubble screen there. So, yeah. I'm not sitting here thinking that this franchise is light years away from being competitive. I don't feel that way at all. My criticism, my frustration is they can't find a quarterback to save their life.
But Daryl, here's the deal. So look, if you trade Myles Garrett and get three first round picks, you could conceivably draft eight quarterbacks in 3 years in a row. Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Welcome to our show, Daryl.
I just have hey, Phelps, I deal with this. I know. On YouTube after every game.
Yeah, and he doesn't. Jeff podcast. Doesn't feel the instant feedback of YouTube on the YouTube channel either. Oh my God, Daryl, what's Daryl wearing today? Goodbye, Daryl. We gotta go.
Happy holiday, Daryl.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys, and happy birthday, Andy.
Thanks, bud. See you later. Daryl Ryder, he's our Browns beat reporter, but he covers everything, and man, he does a good job.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.